You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Well, well, well.
Well.
You know, when they said I could guest host this show, then they said, who's your dream guest? Don't say, like, it doesn't have to be realistic. Just say one dream guest and then make a realistic list. And I said, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And let's pretend this is like a therapy session. I'm your therapist.
Now, all right.
Of course, as everyone knows, LeBron James just broke one of your records, and you were so gracious and there and everything, but how did it make you feel?
I have to say, I'm pretty glad that my role in it was finished. You know, but LeBron worked real hard for it. He deserves it. He has spent his adult life as a premier athlete and done an exceptional job at it. And his heart is in the right place. I don't know, you may or may not know how he sent a whole school district to college. There's a whole lot he could be doing with that tuition money, you know?
Yeah.
He could be on his own island. But, you know, that's where his heart is. And so I got a lot of respect for him. I wish him well.
Yeah, you were so gracious and with such a very zen absence of ego. And I heard you say on Jimmy Fallon, like, you were like, oh, it's like a burden's been lifted, you know, like, it's done with that. I'm done with that, you know. And it was just, I thought that was very interesting and so cool. And you know, it's interesting how the greats, you know, you're real tall, you're gifted at basketball, but what people don't realize is the work that's put into it, that you were the kid who had the keys to the gym after everyone went home and worked on that skyhook. And, you know, and it really is about getting that 10,000 hours and being dedicated. And I think that's something that kids don't necessarily put together when they see just a star or someone who's the GOAT, you know. It's pretty, I know that's not a question. I also want to point out, by the way, I'm very happy for LeBron, but I will say that your points were scored two at a time, mostly.
Well, thank you. A lot of people don't put that together, but...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, let me ask you this. I don't even know how to ask it, but my best friend, Tall John, it's an unironic nickname, he's tall. And he's 6'10". And I remember, he's very shy, he's not a performer. And I remember he told me, I know what it's like to be famous because when I walk into a room, people are like, look at that guy, you know, look how tall that guy is. You know, as a 8th grader who is 7 feet tall, I bet you can relate to what it is to be famous in the way of it being very self-conscious, you know, very kind of, and you know, I remember seeing that, like, you were 14, you were an eighth grader playing with the seniors because you were so tall, and you, it was one time you cried, and it, that was what made you put on this game face, this kind of stoicism, and in a way that's kind of a survival skill. Do you think that's part of being this kid that was so tall at such a young age?
I think at that time, that's how I coped, you know, because I didn't know how to cope, you know, and I remember I was that age, 14, and I went to Madison Square Garden to see a game, and the guy asked me for my autograph. And I said, you don't know who I am. I know who you are. No, you don't know who I am. And we went back and forth for it. I said, well, I'll get rid of this guy. And I signed my name, and he said, this is some stupid name you thought up. And he boiled it up and he threw it away. And, you know, talk about crushed egos. But, you know, that's how you learn the ropes. You know, you have to take your licks, you know. It's not fun. But, you know, being the person that I am and what I wanted to do in my life, I've been able to do it since I've retired, you know.
I mean, yeah. I'm, you know, I was always a fan of your basketball, but I became moved to super fandom when just reading your writing
and your
pieces and your Substack and your, you know, you. I mean, I think of myself as someone who does odd jobs. I feel very much a kindred spirit with you. You know, you write for Time Magazine, and then you've got your Substack, and then, like, you wrote for Veronica Mars, and then, yeah. You know, like, I mean, it's so cool, you know? You watch The Bachelor, and you write pieces on it for, you would write for the Hollywood Reporter, and they were so thoughtful, and they weren't just fluff, even the Bachelor stuff, because it is so fascinating to watch these people and to think about what's going on in their minds. And
well, you know, my manager and friend, Deborah Morales, enabled me to figure out a way to express all of this and make it work as a living, you know. Getting paid for doing something that you love is like almost as good as playing basketball and getting paid. You know? So,
yeah. You know, there are people, it's such a rare gem of a thing when, you know, like singer-songwriters, like when someone can write beautiful songs and they happen to be great singers. Like, that's just such a wonderful, happy accident. And with you, with writing, you have all this experience, all these ideas, these you know, progressive thoughts, you're so introspective. And then on top of it, you're this like beautiful writer, you know, like the way you put words together, I find, you know, thrilling.
But you know, Cole Porter was that talented in that he could write songs and write the lyrics for them. And they go together like hand in glove. Yeah, very few people like that.
Yeah, well, yeah. You're one of them. That's my point. But I know. I did a lot of these. Whoa, hold on. Not gonna do that one yet. Hold on. Listen, I've got little notes for myself. Of course, there's this one.
I got to know Robin Williams.
You did?
Yeah, and you and him have, you share a same talent in that you can get people to laugh when they're hurting. And Robin was exceptional at that. And I'm so sorry he's gone. He was a beautiful man, and I miss him. But you've revived his spirit.
Oh, my goodness. You are much like how Robin with Whoopi and Billy Crystal started, I can't remember what it's called.
Comic Relief.
You've been very active in activism. You've been an activist for a long time. What was that inciting incident? What got you
Well, for me, it was the murder of Emmett Till. That bothered me, and I couldn't understand it. I asked my parents to explain it. They didn't have the words. So I've spent my life since then trying to figure out how to get us all to tamp down on the hatred and learn to know and respect and love each other. That's where we got to go. And we got to get there.
Yeah, I think we all think we're so different, and we're the same. You know, I always think like we're just we're the same as this mug, this table. We're just molecules. We're not different.
One people, one planet. We got to take care of it and take care of each other.
I mean, yeah, I always think like whenever things get too heavy, I'm just like, come on, we're in. Outer space.
Yeah.
Like nothing matters. Hey,
we're gonna blow the place up. Wait a minute. Wait, whoa, you know?
I know you've been in a million things and you've been doing you're so vital. To me, you're in your most vital, most exciting years. But just going back to because I watched the documentary Minority of One, which I really loved. I hope you're happy with it.
I
thought it was spectacular. Thank you. I don't know why I said thank you. Thank you. They were clapping for me just because I asked the question so well. But when you did Airplane, it was a kind of... It was transformational for you because you had always been this kind of game-faced, stoic dude, maybe protecting yourself in some way.
Airplane enabled me to make fun of my image and laugh about it, and it got people, they stopped thinking about that as who I was, and it was right around the time we won a world championship. That helped.
But it feels like it unlocked something in you, where you were able to not be how other people define you.
Right. I had like a certain fear of exposing myself at times, you know, just my inner thoughts and emotional feelings. Really, I was worried about sharing those, and I've gotten over that. So.
Well, we tend to have shame around our own feelings, and we forget that's all we are, right?
We're just people like everyone else, you know? That's how it works.
I want to put my face in your hand, but I know that's weird.
Well, we can do hands. Let's do hands.
Pretty much the same. I was just gonna end this, but I just wanna keep going. But I'll end it. But I just wanna keep going, but I'll end it. How deep, you know what I really wanna ask you about is also your friendship with Bruce Lee. You know, to me that tracks so well, you know?
It should, because when I met Bruce, I wasn't really, you know, a hot shot professional athlete, and he was working as Kato in the Green Hornet. And I just wanted to study Chinese martial arts. And a guy sent me over to him who knew him and said, hey, try and work this with Bruce. And the way he really showed me how powerful his art was when, you know, he had me punch and kick a bag. He'd get behind, put his weight behind it, and said, punch and kick it. And I did. He said, that was interesting. And then he had his wife come out, and he told me, all right, you put your weight behind the bag. And I did, and she kicked the bag, and my body flew off of it, and I said, I got to learn that.
What is the key to that? Is it about, like, center of weight or something? Or?
No, it has just learning how to control your inner forces in a way that enable you to deal with someone who might be trying something wrong. You know, if you learn how to move and...
you can just say you don't know.
No, I do. But I do know. It's harder to talk about it than it is to do it, you know? So if you have the time and inclination...
I do.
You know what's really good that you can do on your own? Tai Chi. Great exercise. There you go.
I don't know. I'm just making it up from what I see people do in the park.
No, but you keep doing that for a couple of months, and you'll notice an increase in strength and balance and endurance and stuff.
Yeah, I love Bruce Lee. You know what he reminds me of you with him is just the idea of be like water.
Yeah, the name of his movie, yeah.
Yeah, to adjust to any circumstance, to sprout where you're planted, to, you know, when water is in a teacup, it's the shape of a teacup, when water, all that stuff.
And Bruce was all about...
well, it's deep.
Brotherhood.
Yeah.
He was all about brotherhood, you know, and for a long time, Chinese people didn't like him teaching people who weren't Chinese. But Bruce said, hey, you know, I've learned things from people who weren't Chinese that maybe they might have wanted to keep quiet, but they shared it. And that was his attitude about it, and it made it possible for the exchange to happen. I know that's how it was with me and him. You know, our friendship was based on that, and it meant something.
Yeah, those are mitzvahs. They're generous. It's a wonderful way to live.
A good deed, yes, absolutely.
And that's how I think of you, you know? It's Mr. Rogers and you. You're my top two.
It's true!
And Gordon, for a chance to win items from the Evolution of Excellence collection, go to the website below and sign up for Club Skyhook.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.